With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Simply put, the United States Armed Forces destroying Iran's ability to fight back. Admiral Brad Cooper heads up the U.S. Central Command.
Ballistic missile attacks have decreased by 90% since day one. Drone attacks have decreased by 83% since day one. Having said this, we remain vigilant. Our strikes against the Iranian Navy have intensified. You may have heard the president say just a little while ago that we have sunk or destroyed 24 ships. That was true at the moment. We're now up over 30 ships. And in just the last few hours, we hit an Iranian drone carrier ship, roughly the size of a World War II aircraft carrier. And as we speak, it's on fire.
It's a major setback for Democrats on Capitol Hill. The House rejecting an effort to stop the war against Iran. Vote 219 to 212. Lawmakers voting down a war powers resolution. That comes barely 24 hours after the Senate rejected a similar measure. There is a push to get Texas Republican lawmaker Tony Gonzalez out of Congress. Here's Ed Donahue.
Gonzalez admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. The House Ethics Committee is investigating. Michigan's Lisa McClain is chair of the Republican Conference.
We didn't call for him to resign. We asked him to
withdraw from the race.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett thinks Gonzalez's time in Congress is over.
I think he should do the right thing and resign.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he would support expelling Gonzalez from the House, a rare step that requires a two-thirds vote from the chamber. Ed Donahue, Washington.
State Department says the United States and Venezuela have agreed to reestablish diplomatic ties and a major shift in their relationship. This is SRN News. Well, religion just doesn't seem to matter much to many Americans. More from Michael Harrington.
According to the latest poll from the Gallup organization, only 47% of adults say faith is very important in their daily life. Compare that to 75% in 1952 or 61% as recently as 2003. The Gallup poll also reveals that religion is most important to women, older people, Republicans, those without a college degree, Protestants, and residents of the South. Non-religious people now make up 24% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone fired shots at a synagogue in Toronto this week. No injuries reported at Temple Emmanuel after about 20 rounds were fired. Parishioners had held a service there earlier in the evening. No one was hurt. Synagogue officials say they're working closely now with law enforcement officials. This is SRN News. An experimental drug is offering the prospect of, well, fresh hope for children who suffer from an uncommon type of epilepsy.
Dravet syndrome is a rare but severe form of epilepsy, the symptoms usually appearing before the age of one. Without effective treatment, it causes repeated uncontrolled seizures, creating a high risk for injury and death. But doctors say an experimental drug treatment called zorevunersen is showing great promise.
The BBC's Michelle Roberts, an Iowa man facing three counts of aggravated murder in Utah. Authorities say he killed three women. Utah Department of Public Safety says a man killed one woman, stole her vehicle, and then killed two other women before fleeing in one of their cars. He was arrested early Thursday in Colorado. Authorities have not identified the victims. There is no indication the suspect knew any of the three of them. More details, srnnews.com.